ミュージックメッセ
ージ。 Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Music, Movies and Madness. This is part two of our look back, or I don't know, what do you call it? Spotlight on artists that maybe haven't had their dues, or just artists that maybe have had some funny backstories where they broke up before they got famous or could have got famous, like The Remains. So we're going to go around again and have another listen to some other artists that we've found, or a bit more of a deep dive. Last time the guys went through their second choices, and I'll be doing the next one. All right, guys. Have you guys heard of Sun Kil Moon?
No.
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 Have you heard of an artist, a band called Red House Painters?
No.
Nope.
No.
You're ticking all the boxes, mate.
Ticking all the boxes. the artist's name is Mark Kozelek. No?
That's trifecta. Well done. No idea.
Look at that. Yeah, all what right.
Talking about, but
none of us know.
Yep.
Brilliant.
you are. I bow down to you. I salute you, sir.
Well, I'm going to play a song by Sun Kil Moon, or Mark Kozelek. That's what he goes under the name of these days after breaking up his previously successful band, which was the Red House Painters. I didn't know much about it, sort of a 90s sort of band. And he's an odd dude, a really odd dude. Mostly very a lyric-driven sort of writer. And I'm going to play a song called I Love My Dad from his album called Benji from, I think, 2014. So let's hear a little bit of that.
My father told me, teacher's own. The lady said as she kissed the cow, some like the fiddle, some like the trombone. And I live by that rule. Your trip is your trip, and my trip is my trip too. Yeah, I mind my own business. I'll have a no duels, and my friend here will have a guess. I love my dad. I love my dad. Your kid goes to the private Berkeley school with one black kid. My kid goes to the public school, came home with cracked ribs. And when my kid's 18, he'll be out there like I was, probably chasing his dreams.
Right, yeah, the song is I Love My Dad by Sun Kil Moon. Now, it's a fabulous record. It's basically an autobiography or biography album of his adventures or stories of being growing up and being young and whole range of different predicaments that he sort of ended up getting himself into. And it's certainly an interesting storyteller album. He brings you into these stories. It's an hour long. It feels like you've gone and watched a play, but with some music thrown in as well, which is quite entertaining. Definitely that sort of Americana vibe. Also kind of funny, but kind of uplifting songs at the same time. There's a song there about how he went and saw The Song Remains the Same, the Led Zeppelin movie, and all sorts of crazy adventures, like losing your virginity and stuff like that, which was rather entertaining. So I don't know. I think this guy, I think he's kind of popular-ish and under the radar. You certainly won't hear any of his songs played on the radio. Yeah, he's quite funny. That's Mark Kozelek.
That voice definitely has a backstory to it, right? It's kind of, and Yeah, just the voice makes you smile. You know that. You know, even if you don't know what the hell he's saying, you know it's entertaining.
Well, you have to listen to it a little bit, eh? I mean, a couple of times to actually start getting in tune with it.
Yeah.
There's a song there when he, you know, he's in the Love My Dad. When I was five, I came home from kindergarten crying because they sat me next to an albino. And Dad said, son, everyone's different. You've got to love them all equally. And, you know, and after dinner, he played me the album They Only Come Out at Night by Edgar Winter, who was a guitarist, I think, artist in the 70s. He was an albino.
Was.
Yeah.
So there's all these quite little stories. Albino. Yeah. So I really enjoy it. I don't think I've listened to other stuff of his, and I probably like this album the most because it's that sort of autobiographical sort of story. And then you can sort of, you know, he's singing about his dad and you just put your own stories into it, if you know what I mean. And it becomes a song that you can sort of relate to. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Really fun. All right. I'm not sure that one would probably go down well at the barbershop, though.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get people talking.
Story kind of songs, you know, when you're sat in a barber's chair, probably the best thing to listen to.
Better than the barber. Yeah. Better than listening to the barber.
Totally. Tell you what, I always ask people what they're into, and I get some really random bands thrown my way. Yeah. There's some out there stuff.
Does it shock you? Like, do you go, geez, I would never pick you to listen to that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's talk to Martin about his other album or artist.
Okay, yeah. So my last one tonight is by an artist, female singer from the UK, who released one album. And again, a bit kooky, a bit weird. Her name is Melanie Garside, and she has an older sister who played in various bands in the UK, including one kind of pop punk breakthrough band called Daisy Chainsaw, who had like minor hits in the UK pop charts and stuff, very much of its time. And this album, this Melanie Garside album, it's called Fossil, and again, it was very much of its time. It came out in 1996. The album's called Fossil. And, it, you know, this is the year after Jagged Little Pill. They kind of put it in context. It's very much that kind of angsty indie kind of sound. I remember kind of discovering it. My brother had got hold of it somehow from somewhere, I think when he was at uni. And the cover kind of got me because she's quite a striking individual. She's got like bright orange hair, quite short orange hair.
Sounds like really, a Melanie.
Yeah, really kind of stood out. But when I listened to the album, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I think the songwriting is actually really, really good. And yeah, she does the angsty thing a bit, but in a slightly different way. The album also features Paul McCartney's keyboard player, Mr. Paul Wicks Wilkins, who I think has been with Macca for years and years and years and years. Although it's kind of subtle where he appears on it, actually, because there's a lot of kind of orchestral arrangements, and I don't know if they're done on like synth or if there are actual full string arrangements.
You can't tell the difference.
It's subtle though. It's not like full blown orchestral. It's just like occasional cello and or violin or something kind of coming in, and it's a bit interesting. So anyway, this track is called Broken Fingers, and I just really like the guitar on this. I think it's cool. We'll be right back. There you go.
Wow.
Hints of Madonna in some of those vocals,
Yeah, tone-wise. Yeah, I got that earlier, actually. I was listening to it, and I thought, oh, actually, yeah. So she released this one album. It had, minor success, I guess. She got really good reviews for it in the music press at the time. And then she disappeared and didn't do another album for a few years, reinvented herself, and came back as Mabel B. Mabel B. Released a very weird sort of alternative indie kind of shouty album, to put it in context. And then disappeared again, and then came back and formed a band with her sister called Queen Adrena, who, in an interview I saw, or an article, or a review, said that they were the scariest women in pop. But they again have a very, very striking look when you see them. There's not many artists around that kind of look like these guys, or these girls, sorry. So the album Fossil, Melanie Garside. There you go.
Cool. So that's brilliant.
I thought Metallica were the ugliest, were the scariest woman in rock, but anyway, it's another story.
Yeah.
Not Metallica alone.
Oh, some kind of monster. Oh, dear. Never mind. Let's not go into Metallica today. That'll be probably a whole episode on its own, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We can ask your next guest or your guest, David, whether or not Metallica was a big influence on them.
I just quickly remember three barbershop recommendations. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Sam Roberts Band. Ever heard of them?
No.
Check them out. The other one was the Asu was the one that Glenn put me onto very recently. The War on Drugs. Check them out. And then the one that somebody told me was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Yes.
Check them out. That right?
Yep. They make an album every 2 minutes.
Nice.
They've got so many records.
Yeah. Have you listened to any?
Yeah, it's bonkers.
Yeah.
And huge ensemble that headlined at the Bowl of Brooklyn.
That's right.
Last year, I thought. Yeah. Late last year, wasn't it?
I never went.
Yeah. But no. That's not what
I probably should have. But yeah, what I actually went with was interesting because it's probably exactly the same story as what Martin's just said, but in Ireland. So there was a lady, her name's Sinead Lohan, and she appeared on A Woman's Heart, which is a pretty massive collaboration in Ireland that's always put together every few years. And if you make it onto Woman's Heart, you're going somewhere. So she appeared on there, and mid-90s, I think, 91, I'm just reading here, 95. She had one album that sort of kicked her off, which was released by Interscope Records, which were neither here nor there. I think it all kind of got dropped and left behind, and she tried to reinvent and pick it up, and it never really happened, but very sadly. But this album here is called No Mermaid, and this is by Sinead Lohan, and I just love this album. It's a cracking album. Have a listen to this. Yeah, there's Sinead. And I just love it. It's a really well-produced album. Mm. And when you listen to it through headphones, there's some beautiful music going on there, like the Irish do so well. Some nice soft padded, almost conga drums, and yeah, it's really, really tasty. The whole album's like that.
Must be pretty tough, right, to be an artist from Ireland called Sinead, because you're inevitably going to get, like, immediately compared, aren't you? You know, you don't really stand a chance.
You're better if you're a Melanie.
Yeah, totally.
I was thinking, I've met a few Melanies over the years, but I've never had one like the one that you described before. Redhead. Ian was like, yeah, most Melanies are like that. I'm like, yeah, really? Yeah, no.
It's not common.
I think every Melanie I've ever met has had green eyes.
Wow.
That's a joke.
Jesus. That one land. That joke.
We're not a joke podcast. Clearly, we need to work on that.
Keep working on those. Yeah.
Sure. I'll just remind Melanie. You when they're coming.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. That was awesome. Thanks for that joke.
That's right.
All right, David, have you got another track to play?
I do. Different artist this time. So another local artist. This woman, she's from Palmerston North. This track was recorded in Auckland. I work with her father-in-law. It was produced by his son, so her partner. Production and he's a it's a very musical family. So her father is a virtuoso, and she's a singer. She does jingles. She does all sorts of things. Her name is Bailey Cowdy. Bailey from Palmerston North. She's got three singles out the last couple of years. She did a whole lot of work before that, but this one is called Male Validation, single from 2023. She's got nice, lovely vocals, and this is really well produced by Isaac Line. Here you go. Yeah, really cleanly produced by Isaac. Nice. She's got a wonderful voice. She's sort of hung up the music gig for the time being. They've got a young one's just arrived, so under a year old, so new parents. But big plug for Bailey. She sings. She's got a song called Dive In, which is partly in Te Reo. It's a lovely, beautiful song. Another track, Don't Blame You, which was released in 2022. So, you'll find her on Spotify and Amazon and all those things. And, that was my pick for my my shout-out.
Tremendous. Fantastic. I have a New Zealand artist or band to finish off with. Have you guys heard of the Reduction Agents?
No.
No, Lawrence Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, James Milne. So James Milne, this is before he was Lawrence Arabia, had a band called The Reduction Agents. They made one record, just one. I think it was a band from uni type band. The album's called The Reduction Agents by The Reduction Agents. And yeah, one solidly cool little throwaway album. It's a bit of a cult classic, I suppose. Now, if you can find the vinyl, it's pretty awesome. So yeah, let's hear a little bit of the last one of the tracks. It's called 80s Celebration by The Reduction Agents, and it's super, super fun. Sorry, listeners, I did get that wrong. It's called The Dance Reduction Agents is the name of the album by The Reduction Agents. So kind of a bit of a play on the dance exponents.
It's very Beatlesque, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's James. Mm. James is totally.
I was going to say, it's got a very George Harrison-y chord progression going on there. That's cool.
The Kiwiana stuff. Kiwiana always sounds Kiwiana to me. It just sounds like Kiwi music. I don't know why.
This one, yeah, he's probably one of New Zealand's most, I think he's a gifted songwriter and he's a phenomenally cool performer. And yeah, you're right. He has actually been celebrated. He did win a Silver Scroll Award, so that's pretty damn impressive stuff. Yeah. But again, not what you would call a household name or anything like that. Just quietly just makes these albums with his friends, goes on tour often, sometimes during the summertime following cricket tours. So really quite a quirky sort of a dude, and he's made some brilliant records. I think Chant Darling is probably my favourite of his, but The Reduction Agents is where it sort of began. It has more of that sort of exuberance of fun to it, which I really enjoy. But you're right, Ian. It is, if you can find it, it's well worth picking up on like CD or a sneaky record. Hopefully they don't charge too much for it. Yeah. So, yeah. But yes, Beatles heavily influenced, but I don't think that's a problem, is it?
I was just thinking of that Bailey Coldry thing and sound. And have you heard of My Baby? The band My Baby?
No.
They're a New Zealand Dutch band. They tour Butler's Reef, the sort of the gig venue in Aokura out here. And they're really good. They're three-piece, really, really good band. And My Baby, and I was thinking her songs with a mixture of their sound. God, that would sound amazing. Yeah, interesting. You know, like you hear two sounds sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that would just fit like a hand in a glove.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, My Baby, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they always pack it out. Yeah, they're very, very good. They played at Bottle Brooklyn's. Yep. They're pretty good.
Yeah, just had a quick look. Yes, absolutely, very popular band.
But I like the sound of that Bailey Kauri.
Yeah, it did sound pretty sweet, didn't it?
Palmerston.
Well, I know. There is actually a pretty good venue in Palmerston North. There's actually a recording studio called The Stomach. It's pretty fun. You've heard of that place? Used to be known as The Swamp back in the day. I think there was a venue called The Swamp. Palmerston North was always regarded as a swamp. But it's nice to hear that there's some different type of sounds coming out of it than sort of garage punk, which was a lot of the stuff at the time. Yeah. Oh, Brill. That's the end of our sort of race through some of those late greats. And we'll go out with a little bit of Wilco's late greats to end the show. But first, I want to give a bit of a shout out to Record Store Day on Saturday. It's International Record Store Day. So it's a celebration of independent record stores, the ones we've got left. So I highly recommend popping down to your local record store or having a look online just to see what they've got planned. A lot of in-stores and performers coming in. We've got Ermi Bell, who's going to be playing at Slowboat Records, which will be a bit of a treat. And up at Hopper Street, where Coffee Supreme are based, they're doing a swap meet. So they'll be having, you can register your interest if you want to sell and trade some records. Just pop up there, and they've got Herb's record store in a van that travels around the Wellington area there at Coffee Supreme at the Roastery. So, yeah, have you guys been to any Record Store Day events in the past?
Yeah, well, I met you at one last year, wasn't it? So, and I think met Dave at the one prior to that. So, yeah, all at Slowboat, yeah. So, Slowboat always does a good day. And now we've got Flying Nun down there as well. So hopefully, I think between the two of them, they've actually kind of teamed up to make sure that like their events don't kind of clash, which is awesome. It's good that we've kind of got a little bit of a record kind of community kind of coming back now. And we've got the one in Newtown as well now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's up and coming.
Creeps,
yeah.
He's just moved premises and expanded. And I don't know if you've been there in the last few weeks, the last month, but he's got an entire side of it, wall, decked out in 80s toys and memorabilia for sale.
Wow.
Yeah, like original toys and memorabilia and things from like Viewmasters to Transformers to old Nintendo game and watches and all sorts of cool things from the 80s. So shout out to
Creeps. Really cool, he had a really cool 18 lunchbox in there the other week.
So. Yeah.
Just to take your lunch.
Did you get it, Martin? Did you get it? No,
but... as tempting as that was. The lunchbox.
I think that would be
good. In the fall, it nicks my sandwich. Yeah.
B.A. Baraka says, eat your sandwiches.
Yeah. Pity a fool.
Yeah, fool. Make sure you're fool.
No doubt up your way, there'll be, what's the record shop and New
Plymouth? We have final countdown.
The final countdown. Yeah.
Final countdown.
Which, so. When we went up there last time to see you, Ian, we wandered in there.
Yes.
And there were people doing magazine cutouts in the middle of it. I was fascinated, eh, Glenn? Like, what are these? I just didn't have the courage to ask them what they were doing. They're cutting out pictures from magazines.
No, that was Wanganui, wasn't it?
Yeah. The vinyl room.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm getting confused. Wanganui.
Yeah. Yeah,
what was that one? Vinyl
so camera, many record stores.
Oh my god!
They don't do that sort of thing in New Plymouth. We're normal. We just sell your vinyl.
Yeah, well, they were turning the record store there in Whanganui into like a sort of like a community hub in some ways, and I think that's, let's be honest, that's what record stores are all about.
In fairness, they were the only shop in Whanganui that was actually open on a Saturday afternoon as well. curfew hits at like midday, you know, everybody goes indoors because that's when the werewolves came out, I think. So werewolves and wongers.
Diss the wongers.
Metallica, now Wanganui. Yeah, what else, guys?
Anyway, shout out to Record Store Day. It's always lots of fun. So if you can pop down and celebrate your records, your local record store, or even pop in the next day after the crowds have gone, and give them a shout out. It's always good.
Good call.
Sweet. All right, I think we're done, boys.
So what are you playing us out to?
I think we'll play out to The Late Greats by Wilco, which would sort of inspire the whole theme for this week. So let's hear a little bit of that. The greatest lost track of all time, late greats turpentine. You can't hear it on the radio, you can't hear it anywhere you go. The best band